Up next, palm reader Vernon Mahubble joins us. We're going to go through some of the things he talked about last year, and then we'll talk about this year. And then later on this hour, we'll take your phone calls with him. How he's going to read your palm, or if he does that over the phone, is beyond me, but we'll find out how he does it when we come back on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Our special guest this hour is palm reader Vernon Mahubble. Vernon, of course, is also a noted author, Talk to the Hand, The Palmistry Cards. He is the founder and director of the Palmistry Institute in Los Angeles. Back in 1979, he began formal training in Vedic cosmology, resulting in a number of trips to India. He combines Western astrological palmistry with Chinese elemental hand analysis, continues to explore new research. We're going to talk with him about last year. We're going to talk to him about this year, and we're going to talk to him about you. Vernon, welcome back.
Thank you, George. Thanks for having me on, and Happy New Year to you.
You too, my friend, and I hope we have a great one, and we'll find out from you what we can expect. So when we take calls in about a half hour, how do you do this? I mean, you're not reading palms, so what do we do?
Well, they're going to read their palms. In other words, I just want one specific question from everyone, and I'm going to ask the person to look at a specific area of their hand, and as they're looking at their palms, what I pick up is from the sound of their voice and their feelings, I can pick up what's on the hand.
Ah, super. Okay, great. We'll do that in about a half hour. We pulled out some notes from last year, and you had some interesting things from your palm readings. You talked about communication and business will be on the upswing, and you are right about that. I believe last year, 2021, in spite of COVID, the economy was pretty robust, wasn't it?
Yeah, in certain spots it was. Two areas that I see on Americans' hands that are going to do very, very well in the next year and continuing forth is health, both Ayurvedic, naturopathic, and overground, mainstream health. This will be an area that will continue to see really strong growth in the next few years. I also see the housing market becoming stronger and stronger. In other words, building, and not in the cities, George. I see it in the towns and the countries. So there'll be a building growth as we go through this year. So even though prices of homes are high right now, they may continue in that direction, but at the same time, there'll be a growth spurt in new homes. So we'll see what happens. Those are the two areas that I see very strongly when I'm seeing people's hands now.
Beautiful. And we'll come back to some of that. Vernon, the pandemic, of course, is on everybody's mind. How does 2022 look like for that thing?
George, I think by the end of the year, it's going to go the way of the dinosaur. I really do. And the reason is because the government is going to continue to try to mandate vaccines, and people are going to rebel against taking these vaccines. And there's going to be more and more information coming out where people are going to be skeptical of the vaccines, and it's really going to be a heavy pushback. That's what I see. So the cut and thrust of the government trying to, let's say, get everybody vaccinated and upping the numbers of people getting this COVID thing, it's going to have its pushback by the population. That's what I see.
Some doctors are already saying, Vernon, that too many vaccines are hurting this virus in terms of making it grow more.
I agree with you. And what I see, on Americans' hands is that the idea that these vaccines cause problems with the aorta and the heart, mm-hmm. and blood problems, that's going to be a big deal. That's really going to come out, and that's really going to make people not want to take the vaccines and the boosters. People are going to become very, very skeptical of these vaccines now.
But you think this thing is going to dwindle down on its own?
Yes. By November, December, it'll, like I say, it'll just go the way of the dinosaur.
That's great. I said March. Maybe I'm off by a few months, huh?
You're right.
We shall find out. I'm concerned about China and Taiwan and Russia and the Ukraine. Can you look at those?
Yes, I have some information about that.
Okay.
Okay, so as I said on one program long ago, a section of my clients throughout the years have been closely associated with and are closely associated with or themselves are members of what is commonly called the cabal. So what's happening is that I don't see any problems with North Korea. I don't really see problems in the Ukraine, this type of thing. What I am seeing is this. Russia is a thorn in the cabal's plans because they're independent from the New World Order. And another thing that bothers them is that Putin makes no bones about being a Christian. So they want to, the people at the top, they want to take down Russia somehow. And they're figuring out, they want to start a war somehow. Russia's a country they cannot control. So they'll, what I see, what I know is that, I know for a fact, they're going to start it in Pakistan and India. They're going to start a border war between Pakistan and India.
And they both have nukes. That's dangerous.
Well, you know, the interesting thing is that John Hoke said pretty much the same thing the other day when he was saying, I think something could happen and start in the Middle East. Well, so I'm just going to say that a war is going to start between Pakistan and India. You're right. And it's going to be so large that it's going to bring the two superpowers in, Russia and America. In the course of the theater of war, the cabal will start fighting with themselves. They'll start fighting with each other because they'll be at odds with each other. They may even kill a few of each other. And a lot of their plans will be finished by the end of this year. They've pushed too far. They've gone a little bit too far.
Yeah, they've gone in all different directions, haven't they?
They've gone in all different directions, and I see a collapse. Now, this is the part that bothers me also. Financially, there could be some real problems, and it's coming from the banks. There might be not a total economic collapse, but there'll be some really strong difficulties and struggles. So 2022 will be a very tenacious year that way also. So we're going to see some power struggles. We're going to see a financial midlife crisis. The other thing that's very, very strong is that Pluto is in Capricorn right now, and Pluto's also in a Pluto return. And the last time this happened, George, was in 1776. And what did that mean?
Yeah,
it meant
exactly.
A rebellion.
Pluto
exposes things. So there's going to be major, major transformations. It's kind of like the Phoenix bird, George, trial by fire. And the transformations will be people, as I said before, pushing back. There will be rebellion. When we went through the wearing of the masks a couple of years ago and that type of thing, people kind of acquiesced to it, and they did it for a higher purpose. But now a lot of people are awake to it, and they're going to be tired of it. Even the people that kind of went for it.
In November of this coming year, this year that we're in, we'll be 2 years away from another presidential election. What are things looking like, or is it still too early?
I've looked at Trump's hands on the Internet. I don't think he's going to run. I really don't. The person I'm looking at is Ted Cruz.
Ted Cruz.
I really see some strong stuff astrologically in his hands. I'm gonna say 90% he's gonna throw his hat in the ring.
Do you see President Joe Biden as running again?
No. In fact, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, but I'm gonna say I don't really even think he'll finish out this year. When I look at his hands on the internet, I just see him being pumped up with lots of you know, drugs or whatever, just to, you know, function. I don't think he's in good health. It's not just mental. It is mental, but it's also physical. So I just think he's being just force-fed a lot of drugs just to, you know, kind of make it look like he's alive.
I've got to believe that it was going on in 2020, wasn't it?
I agree with that, too. Now, the thing is that going back to what I could see, a war with Russia, that really, you know, that's going to, if they try to draw America and Russia into a larger war, this is exactly why, if people are saying that their election was stolen, this is why they did not want Trump to be the president, because he doesn't want a war with Putin. He's diplomat. He's, you know, he made diplomatic ties with them. Biden is the other way. This administration is, you know, they're already coming after Putin. So
anybody would be insane to want to have war with Russia. These aren't the times for wars.
I agree with you, but, you know, the red-blooded human beings don't want war. We want love and peace and happiness. But
you don't fight countries that have nukes.
Exactly. You know. Exactly. Well, like I say, George, Russia to the cabal is a thorn in their side, and they're a pro-Christian country. They're not part of the currency of what's going on financially, and so they can't control them. So this is the problem.
Interesting. Our take, Vernon Mahubal is with us. His website, palmistryinstitute.com, linked up at coasttocoastam.com. We will take calls with Vernon at the half this hour. Those of you on hold, we'll do our best to get to you. But we've got astrologers and psychics coming up after him. And so somebody you'll probably get on, and you will need from them just first a question, and then you're going to talk to them about their hand, right?
Yeah, I just want them to ask a specific question, and I'm going to ask them to look at a specific area of their hand, and I'll tell them what's going on.
Do you see a lot of people, Vernon, working out of their houses continually in 2022 this year?
Oh, I see that continuing. I see the whole aspect of Zoom continuing and that type of thing. Yeah, definitely. I think people are actually used to it right now, and they're learning how to do it better. So, yeah, I do see a continuation of that, yes.
How is technology this year going to be?
You know how you always talk about, and people on the program talk about, the grid going down and this
yes.
kind of stuff?
Yes.
My God, George, I just think our grid and the electricity and this type of stuff is going to be very weak this year. This is, again, is Pluto return, Pluto and Capricorn. There could be, like we see, I think it was in Colorado, we could be seeing stuff like that. Not just fires, but just the grid going down in places. Not the entire country at the same time, thank God, but we could see the weakness of the grid with electricity, with technology, electronics, everything. This is going to be a tenacious year, in that respect. There's no question about that. And I think there's going to have to be a government agency that, you know, somehow strengthens that.
It's 15 degrees outside where I am right now in St. Louis, Vernon, and in Illinois, not too far from where I am. They just had about 1,000 houses lose their power because some kind of equipment malfunction. At 15
yeah,
degrees, no heat.
Right. And I think what's going to happen is, and this is what I see in hands, as we go into this new year and further on into the future, there's going to be people are going to become stronger in their communities. They're going to get to know people in their communities. There's going to be a decentralization of power in the future. In other words, I see towns and villages and provinces try to empower themselves to do what they need to do, rather than depending on a larger, let's say, state government or federal government. This is the wave of the future, George. Decentralization of power. So we will see communities start to rise up and take care of their own. We will see people There's been a trend, George, of the last few years of bringing everybody into the city. That's going to change this year. This is the year that that's going to change. We're going to see more people wanting to go and into farm life, agrarian life, maybe have a few acres, not hundreds of acres, but a few acres, and go into more of a natural life. We're going to see more and more couples leave the cities and go into a more farm type life. And again, this will strengthen communities. This is what I see happening, and it's going to happen this year.
When you're born, the lines on your palm never change, do they? When you're born, that's what they are, and that's it, isn't it? Or do they change eventually as you grow up?
Oh, well, the destiny of a person is on the hand from the very beginning. In other words, if someone's going to become an architect, you're going to be able to see that at, 5 years old, that they're going to head into, let's say, design or interior design, decorum, architecture, that type of stuff. And sometimes lines may change a little bit, may curl up a little bit, curl down a little bit, get light, get dark, which basically shows that they're doing well or they're not really endeavoring too much. But we do have a destiny written upon our hands, and that destiny was actually created by us. Our interests and our talents and our abilities are created by our desires from our previous life. So if a person, let's say, was into interior decorum, they may continue that in the next life. And so you can tell by the lines if they're actually pursuing that work.
So the lines are basically predetermined based on some of your past lives.
Oh, absolutely, George. And this is why when an astrologer or a palmist looks at the chart of the person or the hand, this is why past lives are so important. It's kind of like looking at a tree. The roots of a tree, which are underground, could be 3 to 7 times larger, stronger than what we see above ground. So many of our talents and our desires and even our challenges have come from the previous life. That's why someone, let's say when they're 20 years old, they just think, hey, I want to become a musician, or I want to become, they already know what they want.
And if you looked at their palm, you would know that that's pretty accurate, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, so even our challenges and our life lessons come from the previous life also, and that's written into the hand. So much is written upon our hands. Now the interesting thing, George, is after we hit like 30, 35 ish, when astrologers call like what they call the Jupiter return, that's when we're able to start making changes in this life and the next. In other words, from, let's say, 0 to 30, we're working on specifically energies that we created from the previous life. It doesn't mean we don't have any free will at all, but so much of what a person from, like, let's say, 0 to 30 is working off is previous life aspects. And then after 30, 35, we start being able to create new karma for our for this life and the next. So we have greater free will after 30 and 35.
And getting ready for that. We'll be back with more with Vernon Mahubble and your calls on Coast to Coast AM. Next hour, astrologer Jeff Harmon joins us on Coast to Coast, so make sure you're part of the program. We're going to come back in a moment and take your calls with Vernon Mahubble as we talk about the future. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with Vernon Mahubble. All he needs from you is a question, and then he's going to ask you about your palm and read. Vernon, why do we have palm prints and fingerprints anyway?
Self-realization, to know ourselves. God puts these fingerprints, lines, shapes of the hands, right attached to our body. It's kind of like our astrological chart. So that we know ourselves and we know our destiny. So the ancient cultures like the Mayans and the Hindus and the Greeks and Atlanteans, they were very, very aware of the importance of palmistry and astrology. And as soon as a kid was born, they would have an astrologer or palmist come to the house and ascertain a person's destiny. So we've kind of lost that in our technological age. But I kind of do want to throw in some good news about what I see, if I could.
Please, yeah.
Okay, so what I am seeing as this year progresses, 22, is that there is going to be a heightened spiritual interest. People are going to turn more to God or to spiritual life. In other words, because of all the tenacity and the pushback and the destruction of the old order and the rebuilding and how Pluto exposes everything, we are going to see an uprising of spiritual aspirations. And I'm not trying to be Pollyanna about it because I am actually seeing it, and it's the beginning of it. So an astrologer would see this as a Jupiter-Neptune conjunction. And for them, it'll start in – it actually starts in April of this year. And what this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction means is that it happens every 166 years, George. And the last time it happened, there was like a growth spurt of churches all over Europe and America, spiritual communities, that sort of thing. So what I see the rise in is what we would commonly call the New Age, the metaphysical world, the stuff that, you know, is the fair on coast to coast. In other words, we're going to see the rise of the mind-body-spirit stuff just really take hold and become very, 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 very strong. There will be a, you know, the beginning, George, of a spiritual renaissance, and that's starting in April, and it will continue. So why? Because people will be sick of fear.
Yeah.
They'll be sick of this. They'll want something positive and optimistic in their life. So it's actually what a lot of people call the golden age. Now, that's what I see. Astrologically and in people's hands, I actually see that the age of Aquarius actually, in my estimation, looking at hands, began in 1999, in August of 1999. It takes a few years for the planets and the signs to really shine their light. And I think now we are actually, we're in the age of Aquarius, and it's actually going to start as this Jupiter-Neptune conjunction starts in a big way. It's really going to take hold now.
So a glimmer of good news.
Yeah. No, I'm very excited about it. You know, when I started my path of palmistry in, like, let's say 1987 as a professional, I would go to a Barnes & Nobles, and if I saw a new palmistry book once a year, I was like, wow, a new palmistry book. You know, and now you go into a Barnes & Noble, and the New Age section is like three or four sections.
Yep. Loaded.
You know, it's not
loaded.
Like you have to go. I remember going into a Barnes & Noble in the early 90s and saying, well, where's your books on astrology? And you know, people would like, oh, do we have books on astrology?
Yeah, who is this guy? You know.
And now they'll say, oh, it's, you know, just go in the back and there's like four sections of astrology and tarot. And so this is going to be the growth spurt in April. And it's going to be we are in the age of Aquarius, and now we're in the golden age. In the Vedic view, in Vedic astrology, they call that Danya Yuga, and Danya Yuga means a search for what is the meaning of life. So this will become a powerful aspect. It'll grow in the next few years.
All right, let's go to the phones. We're going to go to first-time caller Ginny in Gig Harbor, Washington, who will just give you a question, and then you'll tell her about her palm. Go ahead, Ginny.
Hi, thank you. Happy New Year.
You too.
Hi, Vernon. I agree with all you're saying. I'm very excited about what's coming up. And I wanted to know, did you want me to look at my right hand or my left hand?
Tell me your question and be very specific.
Okay. My question is, am I learning telepathic communication? Is that part of my purpose here?
To learn telepathic communication?
Right.
Okay. Look at your right hand.
Okay.
And I want you to look at your pinky.
Yes.
And I want you to look at the sections of the pinky.
Okay.
There's three sections there. Yeah.
Okay. Which is the longest?
The tip.
Okay. So you are psychically, you're clairaudient. In other words, you could pick up sounds, voices. You're attuned to people's to music, voices, that type of thing. When you go into a bookstore, look for books on psychic development that deal specifically with clairaudience. Okay?
Okay. All right.
Thank you, Jenny.
Thank you.
Good luck, Jenny. How long did it take you to learn palmistry, Vernon?
To really feel confident at it, about 20 years.
Who taught you?
to really feel, hey, I know what I'm doing now. Of course, I don't really tell that to my students so much. But I think a person can get a good handle on astrology or palmistry within 7 years. Definitely. In 7 years, a person can really feel confident at what they do. But after 10, 15, 20 years, that's when all your intuition and being able to look at the planets, it just all comes together.
Fantastic. Next up, we go to Daytona Beach, Florida. Connie's with us. Hello, Connie. Welcome to the show.
Hi, George, and Happy New Year to both of you.
You too, Connie. What's your question for Vernon, and then he'll talk to you about your hand?
My question is, I had the rug pulled out from my feet financially in December of 2020, and this year I haven't been able to...
Look at your left hand.
My left hand, okay.
Yeah, look at your left hand, and I want you to look at your middle finger.
Okay.
And I want you to tell me which segment is the longest, the top, the middle, or the bottom?
It's pretty close.
They're all pretty close. I would say the first section down towards my palm.
To the bottom? Okay. All right. I'm going to tell you the best thing that you can do is you're going to move this year. And you're going to move with some type of relative or some really, really good friend, and they're going to, you know, take care of you. You're going to take care of them, and I want you to be open to that, okay? There's going to be a move that is really – it could be difficult at first. You'll move location, but at the very end of the year and at the beginning of next year, you'll feel some stability and security because you're not feeling any security and stability right now. And so be open to that, okay?
Okay. I sure thank you. God bless.
Thank you, Connie. Great service you provide, Vernon. And if people want something more extensive from you, can they reach you through your website?
Yes. And I'll give them a full reading. I'll talk to them about the career they're born to do and their emotional life and should they marry the person they're with. And a big thing these days, George, is I was never asked this before so much, but, you know, the best locations to live. That's a big deal. In astrology, they call that astrocartography. So everybody's moving now. So that's the big three now. Career, relationships, and location.
Next up, let's go to St. Paul, Minnesota. Deanna is with us. Hello, Deanna. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Good to have you
Hi,
with
George.
Us. What's your question for Vernon, and then he'll take over?
Hi, Vernon. My question is, do you see any major career changes in the next year?
Okay. I want you to look at your right hand.
Okay.
Okay. There's a middle transverse line. It's commonly called the headline, but don't worry about that. It's the middle transverse line. Is it starts at the thumb. Is it curving down or is it straight?
It's the last line down.
Yeah, it's curving down a little bit, right?
Yes.
So you're gonna get some type of a job some type of secretarial work by the late spring, early summer. You're gonna have some type of job that deals with maybe even organizing an office and secretarial work. So look to that. You might not be able to see that right now. That'll change a lot. I'm just going to also say to you, in the late spring, summer, your life is going to be so much better.
Oh, good. You know, actually, it's funny
and
that you said that.
I
want
to say something more to you. Change some of the friends that you're around. They're not helping you.
Okay.
Okay? You know what I mean.
And what'd you want to say, Deanna? Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to say that it's funny that you say that about early spring or summer about a job, because I was offered a job for a federal job with the VA and the veterans. And what's been preventing me from working there is I don't have the vaccine yet, and I didn't get it, but I did get COVID, and now I got that all that monoclonal antibodies, so I have to wait like 90 days. Before I can even get the vaccine.
Well, so what your palm says is that somehow or other, whatever happens, your life's going to change a lot, dramatically, late spring, early summer. Okay? And be with positive people. Don't be with negative people who bring you down, okay?
Thanks, Deanna. I appreciate it. Time for a few more questions, and then, of course, we'll be talking to an astrologer next hour. Let's go to David in Oceanside, California. Hi, David. Go ahead.
Hi, George.
Good to have you with us. What's your question for Vernon?
Well, I had two, but I only could have one. It was about a cemetery, but I had to go to the other one. My refi and my divorce going to go smoothly coming up?
Is he refiing your house?
Yeah, refiing my house and the divorce at the same time.
Oh, boy.
You got to pay her off.
You got a lot going on. Go ahead, Vernon.
Okay, so this is what I want you to do. I use your right hand.
Okay.
Now we have four fingers on it. You have four fingers, and I want you to curl down the first, the middle finger, the ring finger, and the pinky. And I want you to keep your index finger straight, it'll work out. So curl down those fingers. Does the
Not too bad. I broke that finger a long time ago, though.
I know. And therefore, because the finger is able to remain straight, you're going to get through this. Now, there is one more thing I want to say. Be nice to her. Be
I
humble.
Am.
Be
I am.
Tolerant.
And can we see ourselves?
Don't argue with her.
Can we see our funerals?
Huh?
Can we see ourselves at our funerals, the people that come to our funerals?
That's an interesting question. I would think that most people who have dealt with the afterlife would say yes to that question, Vernon. That you can see yourself at your own funeral.
It's not. I don't know what to say about that.
That's your expertise. I would say not, talking to so many afterlife people in my career, that's probably true. I think you hang around.
I mean, it sounds good, but
see who's there, who's laughing, who's crying.
Yeah. I could see that.
It works.
But I don't want to answer that as a palmist. I can't really.
Oh, no, I understand. Hey, David, thanks. Good luck to you. Take the advice.
You're not going to the cemetery. Do our parents know that we go to see them?
Oh, they probably do. Absolutely.
Sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Only got about a minute left, Vernon. I'm going to keep everybody on hold for our next astrologer that comes in. But thank you for doing what you do. And give us a quick summation of 2022.
Thank you for doing what you do, George. You are a light. You are a light in the darkness. I'm going to say that I want people to understand that the saintly people and devotees of God, their currency is love. The currency of the demons is fear. Always remember that. That's how they... The demons and the evil people, they control us by fear. But saintly people, people who are devoted to God, they control by love. That's the currency. What do we want to deal with?
How do you stay so positive, Vernon?
I believe in God. I know that there's a God doing this work, George. I know that there's a God, a loving God, and a goddess, and I'm completely convinced that they love us, and we're just in this material world for a brief span of time. We have to learn some lessons, and we'll go back to the kingdom of God, back to Godhead very, very soon.
Super. Thank you, my friend. We'll talk to you again.
Thank you, George. Happy New Year to you.
You too. Vernon Mahubble.